Welcome to Fact or Fiction, history stuff for the history buff on HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm editor Candace Gibson, joined today by Josh, curious like a cat, Clark.
That is true.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
So I've got a question for you.
Shoot.
Okay, you know much about ears?
A lot.
Do you know much about colonial America?
A lot.
Then you may be able to help me.
I think I will.
So, you know, just a few hundred years ago, there were several distinct nations who all had claims staked here in what's now the United States. And they didn't really get along all that well. There were all sorts of commercial shipping ventures where, you know, England, Spain, France were exploiting the natural resources as raw materials to ship back to Europe. And they were shipping the goods produced from these materials back to America to be sold. There's a lot of money to be made from all this, right? That's one reason why people were fighting one another over here. But another reason is that they just simply didn't get along. Over in Europe, there were plenty of wars fought over who owned what territory and who had access to what throne. And those kind of spilled over to the New World, which is what we now call America, right?
Indeed.
Okay. So my question is, it has to do with an ear, as I said earlier. One of these wars, as I understand, was fought between England and Spain over an ear, which doesn't sound right to me. It sounds fabricated. Is that fact or fiction?
If you will lend me your ears,
I will
demystify this story. And I'm pleased to announce it's actually a fact.
Wow.
As fanciful as it may seem, an ear really did start a war.
How so?
Well, back on April 9th, 1731, Captain Robert Jenkins was sailing his vessel through what may or may not have been Spanish waters, and a Spanish captain, Juan de Leon Fandino, called him out. And he didn't just call him out verbally. He cut off his ear. And I'm not quite sure why he thought that was a proper mode of retaliation, but he did. And what's more, he told Robert Jenkins, if the King of England had been right in front of me, I would have done the same to him.
That's fighting words.
Those are fighting words. And I think Robert needed some time to really mull them over and think about them, because it took him 7 years before he worked up the courage to march his ear, which he had had the foresight to pickle, to Parliament. And he lodged a complaint with the House of Commons. And they were pretty irritated as it was with Spain. Essentially, this was a really tumultuous time in Europe, and it all started back with the War of Spanish Succession, when King Charles II of Spain didn't have an heir to his throne and he was about to kick the bucket. France and Austria were both vying for Spain's territories, and he was feeling sort of, you know, vile in his old age and meek state, so he decided to cause controversy by giving his throne to France. That launched France and Austria into a war. And then it was almost like a domino effect with these other nations sort of, you know, taking sides with one of the superpowers and ganging up on each other. And that's exactly what happened with England and Spain. Uh-huh. So they were mad about the War of Spanish Succession.
Right.
They were mad about border disputes in the New World between the British colony of Georgia and the Spanish colony of Florida. And it just multiplied.
So how does the ear fit in?
It was called the War of Jenkins' Ear, one of the many battles that resulted.
Wow.
Yes, indeed.
Well, my only question that remains is whether Jenkins dill pickled his ear or bread and butter.
Oh, that's an earful. If you want to learn more about this topic, you'll have to read Why Did England and Spain Fight Over an Ear on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.